This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about your out-of-pocket costs. That can be a lot of money, but are your bills accurate? Well, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. HealthLock can help you. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. So to save, visit HealthLock.com today. That's HealthLock.com today.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Second date update.
A lot of places just naturally scream love and romance.
Oh,
like, yeah. Rustic wineries.
Oh, for sure.
Rustic mini golf courses. Oh. Rustic bowling alleys.
We're
those
going downhill.
Shoes are so hot.
No, that's just because of the previous person that was in there.
Yeah, that's just sweat.
As long as it's rustic inside. Another place that oozes with sexual energy is your local convenience store.
Oh, God.
So
we really
rustic
went downhill
in there.
On the
which,
start of the list of that.
Yeah.
It's apparently where one of our listeners, Eddie, met someone recently.
What? At a convenience store?
Well, let's talk to him about it. Eddie, you dog, welcome to the rustic studios of our morning show. How do you do?
Hey, I'm okay.
It's actually a brand new studio, baby. Bro. It's
oh,
not
my God.
Rustic vibes.
Okay. Was it as romantic as Jeff is describing?
No, actually, it was kind of embarrassing. I
Come on, Jeff. What are you doing to us?
Embarrassing in a rustic type of way, at least.
Yeah.
What happened?
Yeah, so I went to a convenience store. I kind of go there all the time. I was just picking up a couple items.
Yeah.
And I get up to the counter, put it up. They ring me up, and I forgot my wallet at home.
Oh, man.
Oh, no. I hate that.
Dude, that's why you got to do the pay on your
phone.
Apple Pay is where it's at. It saves you in a cinch.
He's a rustic gentleman. He likes to have a wallet. And
that's right. Old school. Pays with coins, I bet, don't you?
Yeah, not even cash.
Yeah.
I was wanting to pay with cash, but that didn't matter. So I'm like sitting there like an idiot, like patting myself up and down.
Oh, yeah. I hate that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, like it's going to miraculously show
it
up.
It feels embarrassing when it happens as if you did it on purpose for some reason.
Yeah.
Totally.
Well, you're looking around, like, I swear I have money.
Yeah.
Like,
so did you snatch your items and run? What'd you do?
No, I all of a sudden I heard this girl's voice. Then I turn around. She's like, hey, is that all you're getting? And I was like, yeah. And she said, oh, I got you. I'll pay for it. And I was like, no. Like, I mean, talk about embarrassed.
That is embarrassing.
But that's sweet.
That's really nice of her.
It's probably just because she doesn't want you to hold up the line anymore.
Yeah, she wanted to get the hell out. Yeah.
Is this the girl that you're talking about that you met?
Yeah, Samantha.
Oh.
Samantha, okay.
Samantha's cute with money, huh?
Wow.
Yeah, and she's a good Samaritan.
A little bit of a show-off, too, but that's
not
cool.
Not a show-off.
Look how rich she is. Okay.
So she bought your stuff for you?
Yeah, so she bought my stuff, so then I'm like, okay, you know what? She's cute, but I'm never going to see her again. So I'm like, cool, thanks, pay it forward, all that stuff.
Right. Oh.
And what happens the next week? I run into her again.
No way!
Oh. So it's both your local store.
Wait, at the store?
Yeah, clearly. Yes, and I had never seen her or, like, never noticed her, but she's cute, so I definitely thought I would have noticed her if I'd seen her a lot before.
Yeah.
So I'm like, oh, my God, do you remember last week? And she was like, of course I do, which, again, embarrassing.
Yeah, you owe me $14 by by the way.
She's like, you could have found me on Venmo. Uh-huh.
Yeah, right?
Okay, there, I can sense a little bit of a flirtation, though, happening just in that moment alone.
Please tell me you used the opportunity to pay for whatever she was buying.
I did. That's exactly it. Okay. I was like, let me pay you back. So then I just, like, took care of what she put up on that counter.
Total simp move, dude. That's what the simps do.
What?
No. Yeah,
Jeffrey, that is cute.
You definitely should have made her pay again just to show who was in charge if I was you. But, okay, that's your move. It's your move.
That's a real alpha.
I don't know.
Yeah, all right.
All right. So what did you do?
Well, I was like, so, you know, what are you doing the rest of the day? I figured I'd shoot my shot.
And, the rest of the day, like a date right then.
A day.
Well, I mean, it was like, you know, it was like turning into evening. So I was like, I'm just going to go home. I'm going to watch some TV. I'm going to like order some food. Why don't you like come and chill? And I thought she'd be like, oh, let me give you my number and stuff. But instead she was like, cool, I'm not doing anything. Let's do it.
What? Dude, this girl's so rad.
And you guys are vibing. Yeah. Like you're both down to kick it out of nowhere. You're both helping each other.
Does she mean like right then?
Yeah, we walked back to my place right then.
Wow, oh my God.
Your rustic place, I'm assuming. Is it very rustic?
It was clean.
No?
It was, yeah. Oh, no, definitely clean, yeah.
Oh, okay.
How did that go?
It was great. I mean, the only thing that I can think is not great is that I forgot to tell her, or like I didn't even think about it. I didn't think it was a big deal that I have a small dog.
That's not a big deal. Dogs are cute.
Unless
oh,
she don't like dogs. Yeah, a lot of people don't like dogs.
Well, sorry, I am speaking for myself here.
As soon as she walked in, she was like, oh, okay, cool, but I'm scared of dogs.
Dude,
and I will say the little ones can be the most ferocious.
Yeah, they're the most really aggressive.
Yeah. My guy's super friendly. Like, he's a great dog, but...
Okay, he isn't biting her?
No, not at all. He was, like, trying to cuddle up to her. And actually, I was, like, giving her credit for, like, powering through. We ordered some food. We watched TV. Right. And then she left. And I was like, oh, there was no real chance for me to, like, take it to that romantic level because she was very preoccupied with the dog.
That's interesting.
I mean, it is funny, though, that you met her at a convenience store because most of the people that meet there, like, at least one of them doesn't have a working cell phone. So is that, like... Are you sure that she had a burner phone, maybe?
Yeah,
is that
maybe
the
she's
issue?
Out of minutes for the month.
Yeah. Oh, we should wait till the first to make this phone
call.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no. I thought it was going really. It was going well. I should say it was going well. But I did. Like, I've kept texting her, and I'm not getting any response.
I mean, honestly, it could come down to that you have a dog.
Yeah.
Like, maybe. If she's scared of them. But
people are scared of dogs. Do not like, get over that in one day.
No.
But she seemed like she tried. Like, you said she powered through, so maybe she was uncomfortable. But yeah, your dog is nice.
And she tried to leave is what it sounds like.
Oh, okay.
Are you mad at your dog for dog blocking you on your date?
Yeah. That's right, Jeffrey.
You make him...
Oh, I sold the dog, he says. No, I'm kidding.
You hung on to him?
No, you... Usually the girls are into the dog.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's a cute
this
one.
Is unusual, but let's come back. We're going to call Samantha for you, and we'll try to convince her to look past your dog and give you a shot when we do a second date update right after this.
Second date update.
Honestly, I didn't know what to label this segment for when we post it up on our podcast at Brooke and Jeffrey.
Okay.
I feel like it's either going to be convenience store cuties.
Uh-huh. That's kind of, I like the alliteration.
Or dog blocked, raise the woof.
Oh. Wow.
So make sure to follow and subscribe and rate our podcast.
Yeah.
Personally, I give it 4 stars if you ask me.
Okay. Dude, I bet a lot of people are going to be searching Raise the Woof.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You should. And
we should do Raise the Woof.
Yeah, we'll figure it out eventually.
It.
Yeah. But I bring it up because our listener Eddie met a girl recently at a convenience store twice. On 2 separate occasions, the second time she ended up going home with him. Didn't know that he had a dog, though, until she got there. And she turns out to be a little bit afraid of dogs. But tried to tough it out and hang with him till she eventually had to leave.
Eddie, I mean, like, did she ever say that she ended up liking the dog? What's the dog's name?
Oh, we didn't ask that.
Mo.
Mo.
Mo. Did she... Mo around? Hi, Mo.
Okay, let's
right,
not
I'll
do
stop,
this.
I'll stop.
Yeah.
I love dogs.
Wondering if she ever said, like, actually, that wasn't so bad with Mo or anything like that.
No, she really was pretty tense the whole time, and he was really sweet, trying to cuddle with her and everything, but she wasn't having it.
Has she said anything to you since? Did we ask that part?
Yeah.
No, nothing.
Oh, man.
You said she was trying her best to, like, hang and cuddle with Mo. Is there any chance that we call her and find out that she's half wolf?
Huh? What?
The dog.
Oh, what? The dog. Oh.
It's a tiny dog, he says.
I'm just saying, he may have a vicious side to him. Mean mugging.
I'm going to say, no, that's not possible, but yeah.
He's
not
going to entertain you, Jeff.
Okay.
He's also questioning why he called in the show for help after questions like that, Jeffrey.
I would like to have Mo on this call as a character witness, but unfortunately we can't. So let's just call Samantha and see what she has to say. Here we go. Dollar number right now.
Hello?
Hey, we're looking for Samantha.
This is she.
Are you driving a semi truck, Samantha?
I'm not.
What about a fighter airplane? Like a jet? Are you bombing right now?
Maybe we should just ask if she's busy.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah. I you don't even know who we are. We're a radio show called Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning.
Hi.
Sorry to interrupt your day.
Oh.
Good morning.
Hi, Samantha.
Hey. Good morning.
Sorry.
Okay. Sorry. I know this is weird, but we're doing a segment called A Second Date Update.
Okay.
Have you ever heard one of those before?
No.
All right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, this is going to be kind of fun for you, hopefully, because there's a guy who reached out to us. He's a listener of our show. Seems like a really cool dude. His name's Eddie, and he says that he hung out with you the other day.
It was kind of a crazy story. Like, you guys had, like, an impromptu date.
Yeah, we heard a lot about it, and Eddie said he's trying to figure out a way that you guys can meet up again, but that's not happening for some reason, and he's not sure why.
There's no way I'd ever see him again.
There's
no way you're going to see him? Why? It seems like you guys had a chill time based on what we heard, and you obviously must have had interest because you went back with him to his house.
And you stayed for
after meeting at a convenience store.
Yeah, okay, don't say it with so much judgment in your voice, Jeffrey. Jeez,
that's like the lead story at the top of the news at 10.
Yeah.
Like,
okay.
Missing girl meets rando at convenience store. More at 11.
Found strangled to death by Slim Jim.
Yeah. Well, you've always survived your convenience store meetup, so
mine are prearranged meetings, Brooke.
Oh, see, I see. More trustworthy.
We're not talking about my whirlwind romances. We're trying to focus on Samantha's.
Okay.
No, I can't even say it. It's beyond embarrassing.
Wait, embarrassing for you? Or
because he didn't have money?
Yeah, and we love embarrassing things.
I can't even say it. Like, I've literally only told one friend about this.
Really? What was their reaction?
She was mortified.
She was mortified? Again, for you or for him or for both of you?
Good questions.
Oh, my God.
Yes. You sound nervous.
Oh, my God. I am dying to know.
Look, I mean, can we just say, Eddie seems like he really, really likes you. He wouldn't be reaching out through a radio station unless he really felt a genuine connection.
He just wants to know what he did wrong.
We promise we wouldn't judge you for it at all, no matter how embarrassing it is. We've literally heard everything on this show.
We could make Brooke say something more embarrassing after.
Yeah. I've lived a very humiliating life.
Okay, but, like, you guys have to promise you'll never tell him this.
Okay, tell him.
We won't tell him.
Yeah, I promise we will not say anything. Nothing comes out of our mouths.
Honor. Cross my heart.
All right, let's not lay it on too thick, okay?
What's going on?
Did he tell you about his dog?
Yeah, that he had his little dog named Mo.
Yeah, Mo.
He mentioned that you were a little bit afraid of dogs.
Yeah.
Is that what you mean?
I was trying my best. We were hanging out and just watching a TV show, and then Mo jumped up on my lap.
Yeah.
Okay.
God, this is so embarrassing. And my body just reacted involuntarily.
What do you mean?
Your body?
What?
Like you got scared?
I peed a little bit.
Oh, sweet girl.
Oh, wait, you peed your pants?
Sorry, we don't mean to laugh. We don't mean to laugh.
I know. It's horrible. And I was just like, I was mortified.
So how
wet were you?
Well,
man, that's not a question you ask a lady, Brooke.
Dude, I have a best friend, honest to God. She pees her pants all over
my
the place.
I have a friend, too.
She'll
call me from a dressing room. She was at a modeling thing one time and was like, Brooke, you'll never believe this. I just wet myself.
No.
I don't know what to do. I'm stuck in the dressing room.
This is a thing?
Okay. I know Brooke doesn't always keep the best company, so it might not be the best.
She's really great. She really is.
So, okay. I could see you'd be a little bit embarrassed by that. Did he know that?
No, I ended up asking Eddie to, like, if I could have another drink.
Yeah.
And once he went to the kitchen, I looked up. I saw there was a mark on the cushion.
Oh, no.
Girl,
it's fine.
It was that bad.
So I just, like, I didn't know what to do. And I just flipped it over.
The drink.
And I just The cushion.
Oh, the couch cushion.
Oh, I totally would have spilled the drink and been like,
"Oh
no,
this was going."
Oh,
yeah.
Smart too.
Hindsight.
She asked for
the
drink. That's what I thought.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
No, she was just for her embarrassment.
So you tried to hide the evidence.
Yes, and I was just like, "I'm sorry, I have to go," and I'm still so embarrassed.
Oh, girl, you did not.
Feel bad.
That is that you do not have to be embarrassed
it
by that.
Jumped on
if anybody should be embarrassed, it's me for forgetting to tell you that Eddie's on the other line listening to this conversation right now.
What?
That's my bad. I'm very embarrassed.
You could add a little more remorse in your voice, Jeff.
Oh my God!
But hey, we live up to our promise. We didn't say anything to Eddie. That all came out of your mouth.
It's fine. I guarantee you, he thinks this is funny.
Well, let's not guarantee anything.
Okay.
Eddie,
make her feel better.
Eddie, are you there?
Hey, yeah. How's it going?
See? Eddie.
She seems happy.
Make her feel better, Eddie.
Listen, Samantha. Listen, you don't have to be embarrassed. I'm glad I know now that I have to go home and
wash
my cushions.
Oh, my God.
No, but seriously, like, it wasn't fair of me to not tell you that I have a dog. So I, like, set you up to be in that situation. So I feel bad because you obviously, you shouldn't have been so embarrassed. Like, you could have just told me, we could have laughed about it. Like, it's not a big deal.
Aww.
And, like, you probably couldn't tell, thankfully, but, like, that couch has so many stains from other things.
Oh, okay.
Well,
it needed washed anyways.
Yeah. I'm just glad you didn't look at my dining room chairs. They are way worse.
Okay.
Ew. Wait, I didn't post you in a dining room and chairs.
Maybe stop saying things like that. I think we've done our job. We've made her feel better.
It didn't. Like, you just need my bed. It's a water bed.
It just impressed Alexis.
Yeah.
I don't know if you guys are listening.
Better from a guy.
Alexis, like, did you say dining room chairs?
Okay. So, wait, do you feel better, Samantha?
I mean, I guess. I'm sorry I didn't say anything.
It's really, seriously, it's not a big deal. You should not be, like, dwelling on this.
So look at, he'll pee his pants just to make you feel better, right?
Oh,
Eddie?
Hot.
If that's what it'll take,
Wow. Hey, a pee pants couple, look what we've done.
I mean, a guy who's willing to do that for you, Samantha, you can't let him get away. You got to go out with him one more time.
That's
and
true.
We would pay for that second date. You can do it somewhere where there's no dogs anywhere around. Or somewhere rustic. That's the important thing. As long as it's a rustic location. What do you think, Samantha?
Well, I don't know about rustic, but...
Well, I do, but go ahead.
I mean, Eddie, if we do end up hanging out, my face is going to be beet red if we hang out for, like, the first 30 minutes.
Well, I'll think of my most embarrassing story and share it with you.
Aww, see, that's cute.
Okay.
And then on your guys' first anniversary, you can get her a set of Depends.
So, is that a yes, Samantha? You're going to see him one more time?
Yes.
Oh, yay! Yay!
All right.
Oh, I just peed a little with excitement.
It's just old age, Brooke. That's just what happens.
Oh, man.
It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
Man, that is the perfect example of what you want to hear at a wedding, of how the bride and groom first met.
Oh, no, dude, I'll tell you, by the time, if they got married, by the time they get married, they will totally share that story.
You think so?
Oh, yes.
So
sweet.
Oh, convenience stores,
it's so
rabid
funny.
Dogs, soggy couch cushions that was already apparently pretty soggy to begin with.
Apparently.
I mean, that's the stuff that dreams are made of.
Dude, so funny.
Okay, well, if you have an embarrassing meetup story, text us right now. Yeah. Brooke and I'll read
I will
all.
Say, though, if they do start a relationship or something,
serious?
That man needs to clean more.
Dude.
Yeah, that was a little gross.
He didn't even notice the stain.
Yeah.
I do hope that they end up together because you never know with these things. But that one is already on my wish list to get an update
please.
From them. We got to check in about 6 months to see where they're at.
Oh, what if they all pee with the dog now?
Okay.
It's like a family thing.
That you made it gross.
Okay.
We can start a GoFundMe for a new couch for them. That's probably in the books.
Yeah, we'll do that.
But you can. You can go check out all of our second date updates up on our podcast at Brooke and Jeffrey, wherever gets yours. And if you ever need help with your dating life, email the show. We'll call the person who isn't calling you back.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
Ladies and gentlemen,
we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts. But we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.